Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the Book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, and let's read Psalm 46. Before we start our prayer and worship, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raised. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease and to the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathens. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word that said, the God of Jacob is our refuge. The God of hosts is with us. Oh Lord, we come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all your help, support, your deliverance, your guidance, your provision in our life. We thank you from the depth of our heart that you gather us here today. You open way for us to come and worship you and save you together. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you bless this day. Make it joyful, oh God. Bless our worship and bless our prayers. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Even bless this time of prayer that we'll be reminded to pray, O God. Let's come to the Lord. Let's confess your sin that you have done against him and against his people, against your fellow men. Renounce them and repent and commit your life to live in the righteous way. Yes, O God, as we confess to you our sin and our trespasses, you will forgive us and you will heal us, O God, and you will, O Lord, sanctify us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Continue to cleanse your church. Convict us of our sins. O Lord, cleanse us by the blood of Jesus, by your word, by the Holy Spirit. Deliver us. Set people free even today, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, from any sin and from any bondage, we break it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's come now to God and let us give to him our burden and our needs, whatever you need. Ask the Lord and he will give it to you according to his will. Hear our prayer, oh God. Provide our needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sustain us. So strengthen us, provide for us, O God. Answer the prayers of your people, the prayers of our brothers and sisters. Lord, answer us as we call unto you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you for the solution that you give. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the direction. We thank you, Lord. By faith, we receive all, oh God, the answer of prayers. Let's also come to God now and pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife.
Pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Pray that whatever need in the family that God shall answer and provide. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry, O God, for the families. I pray for each husband to be the head of the family. I pray for wives to be submissive to their husbands. And Lord, I pray also, God, for the parents to lead the children in the way of righteousness. O God, I pray also, Lord, for the children to be obedient to their parents. I pray, O God, that your word will be read, that you will be there. Center of each and every family, they will put you first, and Lord, you will be the one to bless, you will be the one to provide. I pray for each and every family to be good example, oh God, to the people around them, to attract you to be attracted, oh God, through the life of the family, that the people will be attracted to you, Lord. Pray now for your job, the place that you are working. Pray that it will prosper. Pray that the Lord will bless the place, the company, the business, and whatever work is there, God will bless it for your sake. And everyone that will know that the blessing had come because you are there. And pray for yourself and commit yourself to be a good example to others. In your place, commit yourself also to preach the word with words and with attitude and character. Oh God, I pray for your blessing upon each and every job, visa, salary and income. I pray for our brothers and sisters who are not yet receiving their salaries, delay, they have pending salary from their companies. Bless their companies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make a way, Lord, for them. That, oh God, that they will have income and they will give what is due for your children who are working there. Oh God, I pray for our brethren who have no job, who are looking for job, who are looking for income, provide for them, open door for them to work in the name of Jesus. Let's pray also for one another. If you know any person, have a problem, have sickness, have need, you pray. Carry each other burden. Let us carry each other burden now through prayers. As God lead you, you pray. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our cry for mercy in the name of Jesus. Teach us more of your ways, O God. Lord, we trust you. Heal, O God, heal. Provide the needs, Lord. Deliver people, set them free in the name of Jesus. Answer our prayers. Let people know that you are the true God and we are your servants. Help us as church to be a church of a prayer, prayerful people. People who carry the burden of others through prayers and fasting. Pray now for the places that you came from. Pray for your neighbors, for your family, your relatives, your friends, those who are away from God especially. Pray for them that the words of God will reach them and God shall use you to bring His word to them. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our cry for mercy in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, I commit myself. We commit ourselves to bring your word to our relatives, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues. Oh God, people that we know in the past, in our childhood, we commit ourselves to bring the gospel to them. your word. Bless them, O God. I pray for food. I pray for people to come out from our family, those who are unsafe. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them surrender their life and your will to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God. We pray. Let them know you. Let them follow you. Let them walk in your ways, O God. Yes, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Demon. Let's pray now for this country that God had placed His church, and to other places that God had extended His church, to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let's pray that God will stabilize the church, will have favor from the government of all these places, that all our needs will be provided, all the logistic needs, papers, documentations. Let's pray. Lord, we pray. We pray for favor from all the governments of these lands. Prosper these places so we, your church, will prosper. Provide us, O God, logistic needs, places for worship, places for living. Provide all documents needed. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. O God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we will spread your word. We pray for the salvation of those who are in authority, the governors. Lord, the governors, we pray that you reveal yourself to them, O God. We pray and we commit ourselves that you will be a good example and to be a good testimony to others in the nation that you scatter us. So, Lord, we pray that you show them vision and dreams. Reveal to them that you are the true God and we are your servants. And let's pray now for the church to grow. Pray for yourself to be, commit yourself to the Lord to serve Him and His church. Ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit and give you the spiritual gifts that you need to serve God. Lord, I pray for more people to come to you, to know you through your church of God. I pray for more evangelism. I pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost to go and evangelize. I pray for more people to repent and receive water baptism in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, for showering of your Holy Spirit upon each and every member that has been promised that your youth and children will see vision and dreams of God. I pray for all what we need of spiritual gifts will be given to us. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. I pray for message of wisdom, message of knowledge. I pray for pastors, teachers, evangelists. I pray for the gift of healing, gift of faith, and whatever gifts and skills that we need as a church. O God, provide for us to go on and save you. O Lord, raise up workers, more in your vineyards. Bless each and every, O God, family member, elders, pastors. O God, I pray for parents also, individual members, O Lord, use them mightily, O God, wherever they are, to preach your word, to bring people into your kingdom. O God, I pray for each and every one of us, protect us from this pandemic, from these diseases, O God, and spare us troubles. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that as we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we will move forward and save you. I pray also, Lord, for today's worship. Anoint our worship, O God. Anoint the songs, Lord. Anoint this recording. Anoint the instruments. Anoint our voices, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus that also, Lord, you anoint the message, O God. Anoint the prayers, the giving, and all the item of our worship. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Let us sing to the Lord. There is no other name in heaven but Christ. There is no one love us like Christ. He gave His life to redeem us, to save us. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our cry, O God. There's no other name. Fire to go on and save you. Use our life as a living sacrifice. Use the parts of our bodies as a living sacrifice to go on and save you. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Yes, O Lord, we bless your holy name.
Oh, thank you.
trust in you, Lord. We continue to go on and serve you, God. We magnify, Lord. We adore you. We bless your holy name. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry. Dear Lord, accept our prayer and our worship. It be a pleasing aroma unto you, O God.
Thank you.
to go on in life. Hear our prayers, O God, and teach us and direct us.
Your ways, O God, to know the truth Lord, change our mind and our thought with your word. Renew us, O God, so that we understand life and events and to be able to see your will and work with you to do the right things. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. That's all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits to God. Let's give what's due to the Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for this wonderful time of worship that you give us. Thank you for all the jobs, the provisions, the salaries that we are receiving, O God. And here we are, Lord, to bring to you a portion of what we have received. Our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to you, O God. Look down from heaven, O Lord, and bless your people. Open the windows of heaven and bless them, O God. Pour out so much a blessing, they have no place to keep, and rebuke all devourers from their lives, the pestilence, the penalties, the fine, the sicknesses, the troubles, O God, the stealing, the robbery, whatever unfortunate things, take it away from the ways, their ways, O God. And I pray also, Lord, you multiply this amount of money and use it, O God, to bring your word to the lost souls. We thank you, God, and we pray for wisdom upon those who will take care of this money, that they will use it wisely to move with you and according to your will. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We'll continue today to speak about the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. And let's go back to Matthew chapter 5. And let's read verse 25 and 26. The word of Jesus that we need to agree with our adversary and we need to pay what's due for us before we will be taken to the proper authority. Matthew chapter 5 verse 25-26. Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Lord, I pray, we come before the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips, O God, and put words and verses and statement to teach your people, to encourage them, to direct them in your ways, O God. I pray, Lord, that the purpose of sending your word to your church to be accomplished. I pray for help that comes from your word, healing, hope, wholeness. I pray for new souls to be saved. I pray for workers to raise up. I pray for your people, for each and every one of us here and other places. We'll understand things in a better way. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Take the message, anoint it in this recording, and make it reach your people who are in need of your word. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We spoke briefly previously that there are requirements. We have duties and responsibilities we need to do and pay toward God, toward people, and toward the government authorities.
And when we don't do these things, requirement, there will be an escalation. We'll be brought to the higher authority, and we have spoken also. We mentioned that they are, God had put almost four authorities on earth. The authority of the parents, in the family, the authority of your boss in the work, the authority of the church, and the authority of the government, the rest of the government offices. And when we are not willing to go along the theme of God and His word, we will be judged by these authorities, will be forced. And when these authorities would fail God and will not do their part, God Himself will force us to pay by allowing pestilence, like what's going on now in this COVID pandemic, or another natural disasters like typhoons, hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, wars. He allow also economic recessions, global also recession, global warming. That all God allow so that what we did not do right will be exacted on His way to pay back what is due for us. We'll continue today getting example from scriptures so we can understand what is going on in our lives. What are the things that we need to pay? We need to pay and give what is due for us to the government. Let's read Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13 and verse 1 to 7. Biblical example of how God, what are the things that we need to pay? Romans chapter 13 and verse 1 to 7. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of the God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive not themselves, and they shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, ye must need be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute, also for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. These are the word of God teach us how we need to behave and act toward the government. In verse 1 he says, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. For there is no power but of God. The power that are there are ordained of God. The government whether you like it or no, whether I like it or no, of each and every country had been ordained by God. And when we resist this government, when we do something wrong against the government, we are resisting God. And you know, sometimes you notice that the government are acting violently against the people. I will tell you, they act violently against the people because the people are rebelling against the ordinances of God. We find certain times, certain government, they act in a very drastic way because they are facing riots, they are facing certain crimes from the people, or they may need even to do a capital punishment to deal with certain crimes. The point here is, the government will become wild when the people become wild and rebel against God. And God will use the government to subdue the people. One of the ways that God will use to punish the people and restrain them is the government that he had placed.
In verse 2, he says, "Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation."
When we, those who resist the ordinances of God, they will be condemned by the same ordinances. God, when people rebel, he will use the authorities that he put. He will use your boss, he will use the offices of the government to deal with the wrongdoing. Have you get the point here? There are rules, there are things, ordinances that we need to follow. When the government become wild, the people had already become wild. Certain time we are asking, why this rules like that? We don't know the crimes that is going on. When the crimes increase, the punishment also increase. That's why we need to be careful. You say, verse 3, "For rulers are not terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same." You see here that this government they have, they are terror, they have power, not for the bad, but for the evil. You know, if you live and you are obeying the rules, you drive safely, you don't cross the red lights, you don't break rules, you do your papers correctly, you renew your documents on time, you pay the bills, then in that case you will not be afraid from the authority because you are doing the right things. But when you disobey God, when you do evil, these authorities, they'll be used by God to bring the punishment on you. That's why we have now the system of fine and penalty. These are the trespass offering. Fine and penalties are the trespass offering of the people because they trespass against God. But he say here in verse 3 that when you do good, you receive the praise. So the government, when you do good, they will praise you. When you do bad, they will get the punishment from them. In verse 4, "For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil." Now here he here explain further. He is the minister of God. He is the servant of God to do you good. So what are the good things that the government are doing? They are keeping rules, punishing those who do evil, reward those who do what is right, arranging services and administrative work. These are the work of government, and they are
the minister of God. They have the sword to punish. They are God's revengers. They will revenge on behalf of God on those who are doing evil, those who are breaking rules, those who are sinning. The government are used by God to restrain such kind of people. So if you do good, don't be afraid. If you are following exactly the rules and regulations, don't be afraid. But when you do bad, that's the time that you should be afraid, because there is rules, and these rules will be used against you to give you the punishment that you deserve. You need to pay your trespass. Verse 5, wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. We need to be subject to rules first to protect ourselves so that we will not get the punishment. Second, that our conscience will be clear before God and men that we have not done anything wrong, and we will be having peace. We pay our bills, we don't break rules, we don't cross the red light, we renew our paper on time, we pay the whatever things we need to pay. You know, when he said that he is a minister of God, and we read verse 6, For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. You know, why we pay things, why we pay tribute, why we pay, when we do any documents, we need to pay money, because they are workers, they are God's minister. They are needing a source of living, and the way that they collect their source of living by tribute, by collecting tribute. What is tribute? You know, the meaning of tribute is praise, respect, honor, esteem, acknowledgement. It means when we have like some papers we need to make reproduce, we go and we pay. To do it, they will ask certain amount of money. When we are paying, we are giving respect, giving honor, esteeming, acknowledging, giving homage to the government who are providing this service. What are the services of the government? Punish the evil, reward the good, keeping system, and provide administrative and various services. That's why we need to pay. What are the things we need to pay? In verse 7, he says, render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. We need to pay. What are the different kind of things we are paying? The transaction, these are the tribute. We pay customs, we pay tax, we pay trespass offering, fine and penalties. These are the trespasses that we have done. We need to pay fines and penalties for that. There is a biblical example about tax. We sometimes think from where the word tax came, or it is in the Bible. Yes, there's a time that God allowed the people of God to pay tax because they have sinned, they have done something wrong. In the book of 2 Kings, in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 23, and verse 35,
one verse we will read, then we will understand. And Jehoiakim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to give the money according to the commandment of Pharaoh. He exacted the silver and the gold of the people of the land, of everyone according to his taxation, to give it unto Pharaoh Necho. Now Jehoiakim was the king of the people of God, king of Israel. The Israelites sinned against God. They were worshippers of idols. They broke the law of God. God disciplined them. He brought Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to subdue them. He enforced on the king Jehoiakim certain amount of silver and gold. The king paid. But after he paid, what he did? He took it from their people taxation. Percentage. Everyone need to pay this so that we can raise up this amount of money. That's why here the government, they ask task. They are oppressed financially. What was the cause? The sin of the people. God is disciplining us. Punishment. Because of we forget God and we start to worship idols. You get the point here? The government, when the government harsh because there is sin, God is pressing on the government to discipline the people. We need to understand this. It will come back to your head. We need to pay it. And that taxation continued from that day until Jesus was born. Let's read Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 and verse 1 to 5. Because when Jesus said he will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the jailer, that is Jesus said. We must know that Jesus will use this authority to discipline us. If you will not repent and pay what is due to God, to man, and to the government, and to the church. Luke chapter 2 and verse 1 to 5, he says, and it came to pass on those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, and to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his spouse's wife, being great with child. See here, even Joseph and Mary, they were forced to travel to Bethlehem, and there they paid the tax. How about us today? We need, yes, that is the discipline of God. We need to give what's due to God and what's due to the government. In Luke chapter in Luke chapter 20 in verse 25. Luke chapter 20 verse 25, Jesus said, and he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. They were asking him, shall we give, Caesar tribute? He said, yes. Let's read it from verse 22, from verse 22 downward. They ask him, "It is lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no?" But he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, "Why tempted ye me? Show me a penny whose image and superscription hath it?" They answer and say, "Caesar's." And he said unto them, "Render therefore, give therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar, and unto God the things which be God." So we need to pay to God what is due for him, and we need to pay to the also to the government. We have today another example about what is due for us to pay. Let's go now to the book of Galatians. Are we learning new things? Are we understanding what is going on? Now you know why there's all the payment everywhere is high? God is disciplining us. The more you sin, the more you will be. The more you rebel, the more you suffer. In the book of Galatians, we need to pay what's due for our masters and what's due for the place that we are working. Book of Galatians, chapter 3, and let's read verse 22 to verse 25. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22 to 25. It says, "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as many pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." Now here teach us we need to give what's due for the places that we are working to our master. He say in verse 22, servants, he addresses us servants, because we are working under somebody else. Obey your master, we need to obey their rules and what they are asking us to do in the work. You do good and obey, not only when they are looking at you. You know, when the boss is there, everyone is doing well. Polite like this, you know. But when the boy turns his head, they go do evil. They forget there's God who is watching. Nowadays, everywhere, there are cameras and radar. Why? People, they cannot see there's God. They disobey. So what God did, he put cameras everywhere. Camera everywhere to watch the people. Because that's what we don't fear God. We just fear the boss when he is there. Yes, when we see the police, all of us behaving. No police. Now that's why they put camera everywhere, so people will behave. He say, "But in singleness of heart, obey them, fearing God." Why we need to work well and do well? Because we are afraid of God. In verse 23, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." Do it from your heart. It is God whom you are serving. God has put you there in that job. I need to do well. Not only because the boss is there. No. Even if he is not there, you need to do good. That is what is due for you to pay. You are getting salary. This is what you need to pay. To do good work. In verse 24, why you need to do that? Knowing that Of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for he saved the Lord Christ. You know, sometimes you expect that you are receiving good things, but you are not receiving good things. But God will reward you. He says here, do good. Because the reward and the blessing of God will come to you when you are doing your work well. Some people, they work only according to the salary. How much the salary? 1.5? This is how much I give. 2,000, this is how much I give. 3,000, I will give more. No. Do your best, because God, later on, He will be the one to reward you. Amen? He said, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward, the inheritance, for you serve the Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. If you do wrong, God will use your boss to give you the discipline. He will give you the punishment. The same scripture we can read also in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, and let's read. Verse 5 to 8. He say, servants, yes, we are servants on earth, but in heaven we have eternal life. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as many pleasers, in front of your boss you are good to please him, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be born or free. Now see it very clear, when you do good, God will reward you for that. And he said that's the will of God. It is the will of God to work well and to do your best in the workplaces. You need to respect your boss. You should not answer back. If you do wrong, say sorry for you have done wrong. And don't say to your boss, if you don't want me, send me home. Don't say like that. Because it is God who had put you in that place. You are answering God. You need to behave with your boss. And also put in your mind, the boss has the responsibility to keep the system, to oversee the situation, to provide services, and also to prepare your salary. Amen? That's why the boss needs to be respected. In the book of Titus, are you learning new things today? Who put the boss over you? God had put the boss. So be careful when you answer. You are answering God. God is hearing. He's looking from heaven. How should this girl and this boy will answer back? I don't like you. If you don't like me, send me home. You are teasing God. Titus. Titus chapter 2. How to behave. How to pay what's due for you to your master and to your boss. Titus chapter 2 and verse 9 and 10. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again. We explain that. Verse 10, not purloining, by showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things.
here in my body, the King James, he say not purloining, purloining. This is a, you know, difficult word, you know. In maybe some Bible they use not, don't steal, yeah? We have to explain what is purloining. You know what is word purloining? It means that you had used the job for your own benefit. Some people, when they work, not in their mind they will give service. In their mind they will receive service. They will get customers, they get commissions, they get people to serve them. Yeah? They get things. They have some products, they will promote their products. Have you got the point here? You are not hired for your own benefit. Have you got the point? You are hired for a certain service that you need to do. Other meaning of purloining is stealing. Some people, they get money from the workplace. They get material things without the will or permission or knowledge or the approval of the boss. Why we need to behave? Showing all good fidelity, faithfulness, good attitude. Why we need to be in good attitude? Why we should not answer back? Why we should work from our heart? Why we need to be fruitful? You know, why we need to be prayerful? How many of you are praying for your work? How many of you are praying before you start the work? How many of you are praying for your boss? How many of you are praying for the prosperity of your place of work? How many of you are focusing that I am working to in this place so that I'll be a blessing to them, not that I'm waiting for my salary at the end of the month to get it? The attitude is very of value. Why we need to do all that? Because we are Christian. We are follower of Christ. He said that in verse 10, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. That through our life, attitude, character, we need to point our boss and to point others to Christ, to His Word. Amen? And that will come through our attitude and behavior. How we take things. You know, this attitude and these things, it will multiply the blessing of God in your life. It may make your work easier and more fruitful to you and to others. The Bible of the Word of God teaches things. These are important aspects, our responsibilities. When we don't do well, we will pay back the wrongdoing that we have done or the good things that we forget and we are not willing to, and we were not willing to do. In the book of Galatians, let's go back to chapter 3 and let's read verse 24. Galatians 3:24. And he say, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. He's speaking about inheritance. Our inheritance in heaven. He is speaking about salvation. We need to do right things. We need to walk with fear and trembling so that we'll be sure when Jesus will come to take us. How many of you are waiting for Christ to come? Yes, he's coming. We need to be ready. If you are working, you need to work well. Be of good attitude in that place.
Because God had put you there. And He will reward you. How He will reward you? Maybe not on earth, because here we are servants. Maybe we are not giving our rights. But still God wants us to do right. Our reward, inheritance, is in heaven, kept for us. And that's why we need to work out with fear and trembling our salvation till He come and take us. That's what we need to do. That is how we commit our life to God. Who is the final judge? God Himself, and He will come. You have no favoritism. For the good, He will pay you good. For the evil, He will pay them also. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord, for Your word. Thank you for Your goodness and Your faithfulness unto us. Lord, let's repent of our sins. If we are breaking rules, not doing our work well, not honest, not faithful, not fruitful, let us repent. Let us be reminded that we are Christ serving. For He served the Lord Christ. Let's commit ourselves to be good citizen, obedient to the word of God, so that we'll be recommended and commended by men and finally by God. Let us forgive those who hurt us and those who took our rights, knowing that the Lord will reward us. He will take what is due for us and give it back to us. We had to pray, teach me Your ways, O God. And the Lord taught us His ways, and He will continue to teach us His way. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Master. There is none like You. O Lord, You are the rock of refuge. You are the Holy One. O God, we commit ourselves. Tell Him, I commit myself to You, to serve You. To give what is due to the government and to give what is due also to the workplace, to my boss. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord, for Your word. Thank You for teaching me Your ways. I commit myself, Lord, to serve You. I commit myself to preach Your word. I commit myself to be a good example to others, that I will point them to Christ, that they will accept the doctrine and the teaching of Yours. Thank You, Master. We bless You. Take Your word and spread it. Let reach people who are in need of Your word. There's no other way, there's no other word but the word of God. God. Thank you, Lord. Take our life as a living sacrifice. Our bodies, the part of our bodies, O Lord, use them for your glory. Take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.